Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. Mad Dad stands for Men Against Destruction, Defending Against Drugs and Social Disorder. And just so you know what our mission is, to bring about positive change, to seek out, encourage, motivate, and guide committed men in the struggle to save children, communities, or ourselves from the social ills that presently plague our neighborhood. And we're glad to do that, and we do that in a lot of different ways. We do that by engaging parents and the parents in intervention and prevention of our community problems, and we know that it's designed to attract, challenge, and prepare them to be vocal, visible, and vigilant in restoring safe communities and healthy families. Mad Dad, Men Against Destruction, Defending Against Drugs and Social Disorder. Let me just say this. I am just really excited about the fact that we have some great folks that listen in and tune in on our show. Not only do that, but they come to our support group. We meet every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. with our facilitators, John Turnipseed, myself, and Jack Strotter, helping men, women, and children be the best they can be. One of our partners is Urban Ventures, and we're proud to say that we have been doing this since October the 3rd of 1998. Our topic today is there's been a call to commitment. There's been a call to commitment for mentors and for folks to mentor. So we need mentors. We need individuals that are prepared to mentor. And we need you to step up and stand up now. In 2007, I met a wonderful woman named Susan Taylor. Susan Taylor started an organization called the National Cares Mentoring Movement, which was founded as Essence Cares after the tragedies brought about by Hurricane Katrina. You know, the CARES movement is a call to commitment and action to the black community to mentor our vulnerable young people. You know, these are a few of the chilling facts that I want you to know about. Nearly 60% of black fourth graders are functionally illiterate. And among our young women, HIV/AIDS is the leading cause of death. And among our young men, it's homicide. And nearly a million black men are incarcerated. Now, you know what it's time for us to do? It's time for us to act. And every day I'm faced with the task of why can't we stop the homicides? Why can't we stop the killings? I'm faced with that task every day. And every day that I'm faced with that task, I know that there's something that I have to do about it. And one of the things that I'm concerned about right now is that if we don't do something about it right now, that we're going to be in big trouble. So there's a fast-growing coalition. I'm going to go right to the phone line and say, hey, caller, you on there? How you doing?
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, who's on there? Welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio.
This is Damon Rouse. How you doing? This is Brother VJ.
Yes, sir. Hey, Damon, you know, we're talking about mentoring and the value and importance of mentoring in our community. And this week we're going to have a lockout over at the YMCA. Would you tell them a little bit about what's going to happen at the YMCA and your involvement over there?
Okay, the YMCA, we're having a lockout, and it's about violence in the neighborhood and stuff, and what can we do? Right now we have something like 397 kids that sold into this, and we're going to be doing some dancing. We're going to be having some talking about the issues. We're going to let the kids bring their what they have to the table about what can they do, because they do have a say in the community, and they can make a change in the community. So we're going to have swimming. We're going to have a splash party. We're going to have old school against new school. We're going to have rappers come in. We're going to have, I forget what they call it, people that do poetry and stuff like that. So we got a lot of artists coming in. But also, it's about healing for our community.
And I think that's important, Damien. If the kids that are listening on Blog Talk Radio want to be a part of the Mad Dad, Stop the Madness, and the YMCA Hood Nerd Lockout, which means for straight from 6 p.m. till 6 a.m., correct, Damien?
No, it's from 7 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Oh, from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.?
Yes.
We're going to lock them. How do they get it? Who do they get in touch with? Who do they call? What do they do to be a part of it?
Okay, the number that they call is 612-588-9484. It's the pre-register, and what it is to try to get people involved right then and there where we can get their name on. And the only thing we ask people to do is bring their ID. Everything else is free.
Well, you know, when we talk about mentoring is what we're talking about right now, Damien, and what impact does this have in the terms of mentoring? How is this mentoring the kids?
Well, how is mentoring the kids and stuff? We have some positive people that's going to show up and speak to the kids about positive things, because what we found out is that our kids have been misinformed by misinformed people. You know, we have our kids today. I was talking to a few kids over at the water park today, and they were saying, well, what can I do? I ain't nothing but a child. But we try to let them know that their voice carry a lot today, you know, and it means a lot, you know, that they can make a difference in their community.
You know, Damien, when you talk about mentoring and kids and making a difference, there wasn't too many years ago that you were considered a nuisance to the community, and now you're an ally. You know, somebody had to mentor you to help you get that way, but also when you were younger, you evidently had some bad mentors that really didn't teach you the right thing, correct?
That's correct. And what I found out when I started getting around positive people like you yourself, VJ, and people from Shallow Temple like Bishop Howell and Pastor Betty and Pastor Dukes, the people that was really on a course to make things happen in my life, you know, it made a change in my life. I started feeling worth something, you know, because when I was out in the street, I was listening to misinformed people, the people that was doing drugs, people that was in gangs and stuff like that. But now I'm having lunch with the mayor. I'm having talking to Chief Elliott and stuff like that. And I'm talking about positive people that I know that I can make it in life today.
Well, Damien, I want you to I want to encourage everybody, give them that number one more time, because the reason why we're at the YMCA is because we know that we can't mentor every kid, but we can take a group of kids and be mentors to them. And so what I want you to do is give them the number one more time and tell them exactly how to get involved with the lockout coming up this Saturday.
Okay. The number again is 612-588-9484. To pre-register, and what we do is just have you to call in, and we can get your information that when you do show up, that you do have a spot. And as I say always, remember, only you could prevent forest fires.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much, Damien Rouse. I appreciate you, man. Keep doing what you're doing with the YMCA. We'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. God bless. We're still right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we've got others out here. We just want to check in. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk.
Hello.
How's it going, VJ?
Hey, we sound like we got Bob Wright on the air. Bob Wright, how you doing? And we got Gil. Gil, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, Bob Wright, you're on the air. Tell us a little bit about how mentoring has made a difference in your life.
Well, this ain't Bob Wright. This is Alex. How you doing, VJ?
Oh, man, this is Alex. Okay. Alex,
yeah.
Okay, we got Alex. So, hey, Alex, you know what, man? I want to thank you, man. You have a true testimony, and I really appreciate what you have done as a young person, the trials and tribulations that you've been through. I want to share this with you. Right now, there are exactly, and I think this is a shame, but in most cities, only 18% of black boys graduate from high school, and 60% of black fourth graders are illiterate, and 2.4 million black children have a parent that is in prison. Alex, as a young person, what can we do to increase the amount of mentors that we get in our community? Black men are not standing up, and they need to in a desperate way.
Well, one of the most effective methods, I would say, that would help as far as to start increasing these academic numbers, you know, when it comes to school, one of the things that we have to do is we have to get out that mindset that this country or whatever that's not right for us. You know, one thing I've noticed is I'll talk to some people, and they'll tell me that, you know, Minnesota's not for me or Chicago's not for me or whoever's not for me. And the thing is, due to the environment, I mean, the truth is United States is not right for us. We have to make it right for us. So when we don't take initiative, we fall short. And when we fall short, then that's going to take an effect to our children and to the, you know, generation that comes afterwards. So one thing to start increasing these numbers is to start thinking more positively and start thinking more like innovators and start thinking more like the great people that we are in this community. You know, black folks, we've done a lot of things. We created a lot of things that if it wasn't for those ideas, we wouldn't have them today. And if this community can realize that we are innovators, when they start thinking like innovators and start having that pride as innovators and not, you know, not cockiness, but pride as innovators, then we can start innovating in which way kids can start taking up. They can have something to look forward to, you know, when they get older, and they can have something to look up to. You know, fathers wouldn't have to go to jail. You know what I mean? Mothers wouldn't have to be, you know, down and out, because mothers will start thinking like, I have to do this for my child. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And I want to, first of all, let me thank our co-producers of the show, the Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio, and that's Sharika and Alex, thank you very much for helping us to put this together.
It's Mad Dad's Radio Show.
And let me, and Gil,
your opinion about mentoring the black nation and the black community.
Gil.
Okay. I'm going to give you the numbers so you can call in.
Excuse me, Gil?
Yes, sir.
We can hear you talking in the background all over our radio show, and we're trying to get you to stop doing that. I have a question for you, Gil, and the question I want to ask is because I think you can help me with this. 2.4 million black children have a parent in prison, and if anybody knows the effect of the parents in prison, you do. You have two kids while you were in prison. How do we get our men more involved and our parents, men and women, more involved with their kids even while they're in prison? What do you think some of the solutions to that is?
I think I've been waiting for a long time to hear a program like this here to address an issue that's so important to our community as this question is black mentorship. And the reason that I think it's very important is because having undergone a 20-year penitentiary sentence myself, I know that men are in the penitentiary saying what they would wish they could do this for their kids. They wish they could lay up here and say this to their kids. They wish they had the opportunity to lay up here and tell their kids how much they love them and stuff like that, damn stuff, you know. But once they lay up here and they get back off into the community, it seems, though, the man's first objective is to get back with the mother of the children. And sometimes that's not about to be the case. You know what I'm saying? The most important factor is the child itself, you know. That's who we have to live here and we have to come back to, you know. And having been a mad dad, and I ride these buses and I walk these streets and stuff, you know what I'm saying, I had these conversations with these men, and I'd be asking these black men, especially on the north and the south side, and I'd be asking them, hey, man, you know, why don't you be a mentor to a kid, you know? And the first thing he'll tell me is that, hey, man, I haven't got myself together yet, you know. Hey, man, I don't have anything that I can live up here and I can say to these kids. Now, my immediate response to him is, hey, have you got any children, you know? And he'll say, yeah, I got a couple of kids. And I said, well, hey, are you in that child's life? Are you in those children's life, you know? He said, well, me and the mom. I'm not talking about you and the mom. I'm talking about, are you in that kid's life? You know, and he'll say no. And the reason being that he said he's not in the child's life is because of his background, you know. And I'm saying we have to get up off those crutches. We have to stop saying, you know what I'm saying, how come I'm not in this child's life because of what I've done in the past. What we've done in the past is no longer important, you know. It's what we're doing today that's important. It's what we're doing with that child today that's important. And I think that all these brothers that's coming back off into all these communities and stuff with these children, they have to reconnect with the kids. They have to reconnect with all these children and let these children know that these kids are still important to them, you know, that regardless of what happened, they had to sit down with their son and explain to their son and stuff, you know what I'm saying, the mistake that they made, you know what I'm saying, so their son don't lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and make that same mistake. They had to sit down with their daughters and tell their daughters and stuff, you know what I'm saying, how much they love them, because me, myself, I'm going through that process right now. The kids that you talked about that I had while I was in the penitentiary and stuff, you know what I'm saying, like right now, I just talked to my daughter this morning. I talk to her almost every day, you know. I talk to my son almost every day, you know, telling them that, hey, man, you know, making future plans with them, telling them, hey, I love them, telling them, hey, man, how has your day been going and stuff and saying. And those are the things that are important to our children. A lot of these guys on the street just say, hey, I ain't got no job, you know what I'm saying? I don't got nothing to give my kids. No, you don't have to give your kids anything. Kids ain't tripping about no monetary or materialistic gift that you have to give them. They want you to give them the gift of yourself, your time, you know what I'm saying? Show them that you're interested in them, you know? And that's what I think is very important.
Well, you know, you brought up something very, very important, Gil, and I think one of the things is that sometimes pride gets in the way. How do we get to the prisoners and tell them, look, break your pride down, connect to the resources, let's get your kids involved, and let's make the connection? What is the solution? Because, as you know, guys in the joint, man, and women, too, they got this pride that they won't let go.
See, but, you know, like, pride is a crutch, VJ. Pride is a screen that people hide behind, you know what I'm saying, when they don't want to do any better for themselves, you know. See, because, like, it don't, you know, you know, like, what kind of pride do you have when you're sitting in the penitentiary cell and stuff crying about you want to get out to your family, you know? What about the pride in that, you know what I'm saying? What about the pride when you get out here into these streets and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and somebody close that door in front of you and they tell you they don't want to hire you due to your criminal background, you know what I'm saying? You know, where's the pride in that? Where's the pride that, you know what I'm saying, when you got all these different organizations such as Mad Dad that's trying to help people and stuff, you know what I'm saying, but your pride won't let you live here and come to them and help them people and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So where's the pride at in that? You know, so, you know, when people tell me about pride and stuff, you know what I'm saying, I start talking about options. You know what I'm saying? What other type of options can you lay up here and you utilize and you can lay up here and use to lay up here and get the things for yourself that you need for yourself to get the things that you need done for yourself? So, you know, like that pride thing, like I said, you know what I'm saying, it's just a crutch.
Well, you know, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I want to talk about a few more things. And while we got you on the phone, I'm going to go over some more statistics, because they say homicide is the leading cause of death among young black men. And the reason why homicide is the leading cause of death is, you know, for some races it's alcohol, for others it's cigarettes, for others it's job hazards, but ours is just homicide. In other words, we're killing each other faster than anything or anybody else. We're killing each other. And do I have a caller on the line that'd like to talk about that? What? And I believe mentoring is a part, and it connects to mentoring, because I believe if we teach each other how important we are to each other, we don't have to kill each other. We have a caller on the line who wants to talk about the homicide and how mentoring can change that. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Is that you, Alex? You want to talk about it?
Oh, no. I've just been here, sir. I've just been listening in.
You just been listening in. Okay, that's good. Hey, so Gil?
Well, yeah, I'm going to talk about it.
Go ahead, Gil.
And I'd like to address that issue, too. Now, this is just Gil talking, you know what I'm saying? And one of my things is that we have women, single women, single young adult women, because we look at the homicide, you know what I'm saying, the ages of those that's being killed in this city, you know, and all of them are laying up, you know what I'm saying, averaging between the ages of 18 and 20. We add them all up. It's between like 18 and 20. All right. When we go to the moms and stuff, I'm saying, we go to the moms, and the moms are in their middle 30s. They're in their middle 30s and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And then, again, I'm just painting this picture, because when we ride the bus, we ride the peace bus, that's Mad Dad, and we see how young women from the ages of 14, 15, 16 are raising young boys. And they're raising these kids in a hostile environment, where that they're young already, they're living with their parents, you know what I'm saying? Their parents are already laying up, you know what I'm saying, rebuking them for having had a child, you know what I'm saying, having had premarital sex,
haven't had sex while they're 16 and 15, 14-year-old, while they're still in middle schools and stuff like this and stuff. So they're raising these children in the hostile environments. So when we lay up here, you know what I'm saying, you take that child and you put that child out in the street. That child has to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and start reacting to what he sees at home, the hostility that he sees at home, the environment that he sees at home. You know what I'm saying? And that when it's time for him to lay up here and act out, when it's time for him to act out his aggressiveness and stuff, he doesn't have any healthy outlet for that aggression. So the first thing he does and stuff, I'm saying, is try to strike out, and to strike out in the most violent, the most expressive way that he has. And that is, and God forbid, is through a gun. You know, because you look at all the programs they have. You look at all the video games. There's always people shooting. There's always massive murders and on the television and stuff like this here and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And those social reactions and stuff, you know what I'm saying, to social problems and stuff, is the only thing the kids can emulate. So when they pick up a gun and stuff, you know what I'm saying, only thing they're doing is what society has taught them to do, you know, and that's being aggressive and expressive. And the most aggressive and expressive way that you're going to get up here and get your ear off is through a gun.
Well, you just listened to Gil Baggett from, he's one of the members of the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads, has really been donating his time. You're listening to Mad Dads Blog Talk Radio, and their calling number is 1-347-215-9262. That's 1-347-215-9262. Mad Dad Blog Talk Radio. We're excited every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. We ask some of our members and other participants in the community to call in. Wanted to say that we're losing our future one child at a time behind all these harsh numbers are youngsters who are real world consequences of broken educational systems and broken communities. But working together, we can eliminate this problem. We've got to work together. And the only way we can do that is by realizing that every day, more than 1,000 black teenagers are arrested. Every day. Every day. Kids that the police normally let go. Kids that the police normally let slide. Every day, though, 1,000 of them, which are African American, are arrested and continue to be arrested until they build up a record, until they get felonies, until they're no longer friendly to the community because they no longer have the ability to work, because they're not trustable, because they have these records. And we have to stop that, and the only way we can stop that is through our mentoring. And the young teenagers, so just to talk about it, I got a young teenager on the line. I've got Alex on the line as a young teenager, and he's got some solutions. And some of the things that we're doing through GRIP. Alex, talk about what we're doing through GRIP and how we're making an impact.
Well, for those who don't know what the GRIP project is, it stands for the Get Real Youth Project. It's spelled out GRYP. And I'm the head facilitator of the GRIP program. And well, one of the things that we do is that we raise awareness about the drugs and violence in our community. And one thing, a method of doing that is I teach about leadership. What is leadership? And I teach empowerment to the youth that attend to the GRIP program. And I also teach them how to be entrepreneurs within our community and how to give back. So we have a lot of things, like we have a lot of events that's lined up for the GRIP program that they come and they get involved with these programs and just pretty much get out that box that they've been knowing for years, that box, that same little circle, that same little neighborhood, that area that they're used to for years, and getting them out that box and showing them that there's much more out here and there's much more that Minnesota has to offer than what you've known, you know. So one thing, just like the last time we had a meeting at the YMCA. And, actually, weeks before that, I asked them, what can we do to raise awareness in our community, you know, about drugs and violence? And they all agreed that they wanted to make a movie. So, you know, at first I almost let the enemy creep in and say, oh, that's not going to work. But then, you know, I said, you know what, we can do this. You know, You know, and I'm saying we're going to do this because you know what? God is on our side with this. You know, if these kids were so bad, like a lot of people would like to, you know, the streets would like to claim them as their own. But, you know, I told them that the streets don't tell y'all nothing. The streets doesn't run you guys. You know, you guys run the streets. You're supposed to. You're supposed to be entrepreneurs. You're supposed to be business owners. You're supposed to be lawyers and cops. And you know what I mean? You're supposed to be all these positive things. And you're not supposed to be any of those things that they portray us to be, especially on in these media types like Gil was mentioning earlier. So one of the things that we're doing is we're going to shoot this movie. We're going to raise awareness of the drugs and violence in our community and also to give back in our community. We have what they call service days. So we're going to do service days when we walk around the north side and we pick up trash. You know, not too many people realize that it gets real nasty. And I mean literally, you know, on the north side, on some of the streets, and no one is picking it up. You know, every now and then you might see STS cleaning up some stuff, but it's only a few of them. And it's only a few of us too, but, you know, with STS and any other company that's picking up trash, we can clean up the area. You know, and that's just the literal term, you know what I mean? The literal term, you know, to clean up the area. But figuratively, with this movie and with the leadership teachings and with the empowerment teaching, that's going to make those kids that attend my program, that's going to make them instill within their brains that they are worthwhile, that they are valuable, that they are essential for our future. You know, and I think one of the main problems we have is not letting our kids or our younger brothers, not letting them know that they are the future. You know,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
we have to
give them that power. You know, and that it seems to work. It's working. You know, I remember when I first said that, just the last meeting that we had, I said, "You guys are the future. We are the future right now." You know, when I'm done doing what I'm doing, I expect you guys to pick up the ball. Or, you know what I mean, or at least start your own, you know what I mean? You know, you are the future. When I gave that power, you should have seen how they was quiet and they listened. Like, yeah, I am somebody, you know what I mean? I'm worthwhile. So now those kids listen to everything, and I mean they pay attention to everything that I have to bring to the table. And they are involved, and they're definitely stuck. You know, they are a solid group of kids, and you know, once the north side and south side see what we're doing, especially once they see this little hour movie, you know, this little whatever that we're doing, this project, you know, whenever they see that, they're gonna say these kids are doing it. These kids are, you know, not every kid on the north side are gang members. You know, not every kid on the north side of moms are involved with some kind of drug trafficking. There's kids out there that care. There's kids out there who want to be innovators. Those kids out there, they want to be entrepreneurs. And then hopefully it inspires an adult to step in and play that mentor role to help those, you know, help the youth, you know, do what they have to do. Those who have much more experience, you know, shooting a movie or much more experience, you know, give it back to the community.
Hey, you know, and we're talking about mentoring on Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. The number, the call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. That's 1-347-215-9262. Blog Talk Radio. We got about 31 minutes remaining in the show. We're excited. We're talking about mentoring and Minneapolis Cares and the impact it has on our community. You just got to be listening to Alex. Alex is a wonderful young man that has a lot to bring to the youth. We're going to check on another caller we have here. Caller, are you on there? How you doing? Your number is 2165. How you doing? Are you there? 2165. Okay. Well, we're going to shut you down. Then we're going to stay on and listen. We're going to go back to Gil, and because I know I got Gil on the line. Gil, you heard Alex talk about the youth program and what he's doing and how he can have an impact on young people and, you know, this commitment that we made, you can only mentor so many kids, and that's one of the reasons why we have come together, Gil, and tried to do schools and reach out to, you know, the jails and stuff like that, because we can do more than one kid if we get them in groups. And so we do what we call group mentoring. And how has that had an impact on your life, Gil, from being a drug user, drug dealer, just and then turning your life around now to go back. And I remember the day, man, that you brought tears to my eyes, that the kids wanted your autograph. The kids wanted your autograph. This is a guy that one day everybody looked and said, the only thing I want him to sign is his death certificate. But now here are kids that want your autograph, you. Yeah. Are you there, Gil? Is he there?
No, this
okay.
Is
now, who have I got here on the line?
Pedro.
Pedro, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing blessed, BJ.
Well, good. I'm glad you called in. You know, we're on Blog Talk Radio, and this is how we do. We thought we were talking to Gil. We just talked about this. 18% of the black boys don't graduate from high school. 60% of our black fourth graders are illiterate, and 2.4 million of our children have parents in prison. And with those numbers like that, Pedro, we've been talking about how do we get, we're trying to get for Minneapolis, we want to get 1,000 mentors in the year 2010, and we want to get, another 1,000 in 2011. So we're trying to figure out how do we do that and creative ways to make that happen.
Well, we need to get people to commit, you know what I mean? We need to have people that are really serious about saving young people's life, you know, really, because our kids are the future, you know.
Well, you know, Pedro, 52%. Of students that have mentors are less likely to skip school. 70% of young people of color are less likely to start using drugs if they have a mentor. And 27% of the young people are less likely to begin using alcohol if they have a mentor. These are just realistic numbers here that we found out. And some of the reasons why I know that we have to begin to get mentors is that I see every day, I listen to our kids talk, and they talk like they don't have manners. They talk like they haven't been brought up right. But it's basically because they don't have the right parents. I came from a parentless family, you know, but I still learned to say yes, sir, no, sir, and yes, ma'am, and all that because I found out it made a difference and it really had an impact. And so my question is this. We got to mobilize 1,000 mentors. We got to do it, and we got to do it now. But we're going to need some help. How do we get these men mobilized, Pedro?
Well, one thing is we got to, reach out, reach out and have them, like I said, get them committed. You know, for me, I'm glad, I have you in my life,
Well, thank you, sir.
I'm glad you came in my life, because you taught me and you continue teaching me, how to be a better dad and, I'm still growing, but, most definitely,
well,
like I said, we need men to commit themselves and commit for the young kids, because a lot of them, like I said, I heard Gil said a little bit earlier in the show that, they don't want to grasp into that, but they need to, because our kids are the future. And, if they're listening, to the radio, they need to sign up to Big Brothers, Big Sisters or Baldur's or Kendridge, one of our organizations that we deal with, because, we need them. We need them to commit to these kids, because, these kids are, they're young kids that need support, bad, And if they don't get the support
that's absolutely right.
If they don't get the support that they need, they're going to get it from the gangs. They're going to get it from the streets, and we don't want that, So, Mad Dash is going to continue to do, what we can, but we need the community support,
That's right. That's right. Thank you. Pedro, I'm going to leave it open on the lines, Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 215-9262. That's 1-347-215-9262. 25 minutes remaining left on the Mad Dad Blog Talk Radio. Excited and talking about mentoring and importance. Any of my callers want to kick in? You got any comments or questions about our show today?
Yes, this is Gil again, VJ. And
okay.
I have a person here again over here was down at the she's working, and you know, she had a comment about the mentoring situation. That's what I was talking to, you know, prior to, you know, hanging up. And but
okay.
You know, she has something she'd like to say to the black community, for the men out there that's neglecting their responsibility. Here she go.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Hi, my name is Valerie.
Hey, Valerie, welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dad. We're so glad to have you. Yeah, let's get your comment, your question, or your opinion.
Well, first, I'd like to give my opinion. I think Mad Dads and what you guys are doing is very commendable. And, you know, I hear a lot of talk, task force and everything else being set up. You know, it's one thing for a group of people to get together and sit around and talk, but never come to any type of conclusion or outcome. People never hear what the outcomes of most of this talk and task force and committees and all of this. And I just feel that, yes, it's good to talk to the young teenagers, young men and young women, but I think it needs to be started at a much earlier age, at the grade school and middle school levels, because they're sitting around and they may not have the male influence that is available through Mad Dads or, you know, some of the other organizations. You know, everybody's reaching out to the young adults who already have that mindset of hopelessness. But then if you catch the young children, I feel taking them fishing, doing something positive, showing them the male examples such as Mad Dads. They have Big Brothers, but all the time Big Brother program, they lose interest in it because they don't put, I feel sometimes they just don't put into it all that can be done. You know, I see now that even with some of the law enforcement, they're taking children out fishing and all this and that, but also sitting down talking out male issues. And not just with the young men, because sometimes the young women can be just as dangerous and influential as the male young men. You know, I think you all are doing a wonderful job, but I would like to see more reaching out to not just young men, but young women as well, because there was a generation, as far as I'm concerned, I'm 56, there was a generation that was looked over as far as leadership and understanding what it means to carry the role of an African-American strong person. May it be in church, may it be on the streets, you know, we have too many young women that are just out there and they have no direction. You know, I think it works both ways. You all can only do so much. And what you're doing, you know, you're trying to reach them before it gets to that point of where they're lashing out, being vindictive, retaliating. And if it all boils down to it, I believe if you sit all these young people down, they don't have a clue as to why they're feuding and fighting and killing each other.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Val, you're absolutely right. Man, you said a mouthful. I'm really excited about what you have to offer. Tell us a little bit about your history. Who mentored you?
I had my grandmother and my mother. They were all church-going women. I come from a religious background, but just like so many children today, the way that religion was presented to me, I thought God was a mean God, spiteful God, and I thought, oh, God's going to get you if you do this. But I also learned for myself that God is a kind and loving God. And if we stop telling kids, oh, you're not redeemable, God's not going to help you, God's not going to do this for you, that's not the truth. You know, I think it's, they can talk about live by example. You know, you can walk the walk all you want to, but you do more talking than walking. you know. And then you have these young people that are, my background is, I'm in recovery. I have 15 years sober, and I was out there in the streets ruining my life from the time I was 15 years old till I was 41. But also my mentors have had to be not just people saying, you can do this, you can make the change, but I also had examples of people that were living the life. When I came into recovery, I had to learn all over again that there I can have a laugh without being drunk, without being high, without selling myself. I learned how
That's
to be
right.
not only a friend to myself, but I allowed people to love me until I learned how to love myself.
And so who was your greatest mentor?
Well, my greatest mentor was my mother. She struggled. You know, I come from a single-parent home. And, yes, I got in trouble, you know, and everything. But then I had Peter Hayden. I had several. I had DeBoer Green. I had Hafiz. I had Tommy Williams. I had Derek Moore. I had sisters and brothers in recovery and at church that really cared for me. And the first person that told me that I could absolutely be something better than what I was Mother Yates. So
wow.
I would have to say she is my biggest, and I mean, she had to be the biggest role model for me in my life of destruction.
You know, you just named some pioneers in this community, Valerie. You named some folks that have been giving and giving and giving for many, many years. Mother Yates, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
Mother Yates.
That mother has been giving for years and years and years, and you know that. And so you named some folks that have been in your corner that have changed many of people's lives. So
exactly.
they have been mentors to many of people.
They haven't asked for FaceTime on TV. They haven't had to do a big broadcast of what they're doing. They just do. They don't just talk. It's a lot of people behind the scenes that's not looking for FaceTime or recognition. It's a lot of people just like you. I doubt if very many people, if they sat down and talked to you, they would really understand where you're coming from. Brother Gil, Brother Damien. You have so many wonderful brothers out there that are doing a beautiful thing. I just think if we could reach the children when they're in grade school, when they're in middle school, I don't think that we would have so many parents afraid of their young teenage sons and daughters that they are afraid to speak up and say, no, you can't live in my house if that's what you choose to do. When I was growing up, everybody in the neighborhood knew when I had did wrong by the time I got home. I mean, it's like my mother, she took care of it. You see what I'm saying? Now you have some parents that are afraid to sit down and talk to their children about right or wrong, which how can you tell me I'm doing something wrong if you're sitting there smoking marijuana with me or you're allowing me to buy drugs from you?
That's absolutely valid. Val, I am so proud of you. I want to thank you for calling in Blog Talk, Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. And all our guests, mm-hmm. the number is 1-347-215-9262. That's 1-347-215-9262. We're talking about mentoring. We're talking about people that have changed their lives. We're talking about this evolution that's happening, this new generation, all these kids that we're losing. And I've just got to talking to Valerie. And Valerie, you are a testimony. So what's in the future for Valerie right now?
What's in the future is to continue to try to encourage, support, and empower. You know, my house is open to young girls when their parents have kicked them out the door. They have nowhere to go. They're pregnant. They're hungry. Just to keep them safe off the street.
Sorry. We got another call that we're going to. Valerie, you just hold on, okay? Okay.
I snuck them. I'm at work, so I'm going to give you back to Gil. And I just want to say thanks once again. I believe, you know, a little bit at a time is what it's going to take.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, and God bless you, okay?
God bless you, and your God bless you as well.
Okay, bye-bye. Hey, we got anybody? Alex, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, Alex, just tell me, what did you think about Valerie and what she had to say? That was a wonderful testimony of what's going on in her life and how many of mentors that came to her. What do you think about her?
You know, that's the prime example of what I'm trying to do with the youth that I reach out to. It's a prime example. I want to give these kids a list of names of people that affected their lives. You know what I mean? You know, I want them to not only include, you know, if they have strong parents, I want them not only to include their strong parents, but also I wanted to give these kids a list, just like Valerie, she named all those people. I want to give these kids a whole list of people that say, hey, these folks impacted my life, and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing without these people. So, I want people in the future to say, hey, look, if it wasn't for VJ, or if it wasn't for Gil, if it wasn't for Damien, or if it wasn't for Alex, or whoever, you know what I mean? Or if it wasn't for Miss Valerie, then I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. So she's an innovator. She's that innovator that I was talking about, you know what I mean? So I praise God for people like her.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. One of the things that I want to say to you right now is we know that we've got an issue with individuals that are in our community that aren't stepping up to the plate. They are not stepping up to the plate. We really need them to step up and do something. And I'll tell you something, man. There's a lot of men that love sports. They love Gil. Gil loves football. He loves basketball. He loves all the sports. But also he loves to give back. He loves giving back to those kids. And that's something that we have to continue to do more of. You cannot go to the clubs. You cannot go to the Timberwolves game or the Vikings game and not give something back to those babies, all those men that love the game of sports. And we could get them to just give back, even if, because you say, well, I already raised my kids, they're gone. Well, let's give a little bit of time to help raise another kid, to show your love and pour into another kid. Let's change what we have. We've got somebody on the line. John, we got a supporter on the line here, a John McCain supporter. How you doing?
Yeah, hi. I just like to say my penis is very large.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, see, you know, that's okay, because that's what Blog Talk Radio is about. You know, we're talking about something serious. We're talking about something that is really important to our community. We're talking about something that could make a difference. Now, if that was a John McCain supporter, then that's what we had to look forward to when we have John McCain. And you know what? I would look forward to anybody that wants to support mentoring. I look forward to anybody that calls us that says, I'm about how we can make a difference in our community. That number is 1-347-215-9262. God bless you, brother. The John McCain supporter just called us. God bless you. We appreciate that call. But, Gil, let's share this a little bit. How can we need to move our men. And we need to move them quickly. We need to move them rapidly because there's a state of emergency. How do we get them to move up and take a stand for our community?
Well, VJ, my opinion about that is that we've got to lay up here and have these guys to understand that they got power. You know, I mean, they got power through the experiences and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And through all those war stories they stand around and they talk about on them corners and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's the thing that these kids need to hear, our young men need to hear, how they survived them, how they came through them, how they made it to where they at right now today, you know? That we need these people to understand that, you know, you don't have to be someone, a superstar, anything like that. But you're all superstars in our children's eyes. And our children just want us to spend time with them, you know. And we got these so many brothers that are so caught up on these materialistic images and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that they got to have this turnpash pants on. They got to have this Coogee outfit. They got to have all these things to present themselves to their children. And they don't. Their children don't care about how they dress. The children don't really care about how they look and stuff. You know, all their children want is for them to embrace them, to let them know that that they as the children are important, you know. And if we can let them just somehow communicate that to all these dads that's out here on the street, you know what I'm saying? That they can, that once they let it in, get back off into the equation of their children's lives and stuff, that they will see, you know, that it doesn't cost them anything but their time.
Well, you listen to Gil Baggett, one of the members of Mad Dads, and we're on Blog Talk Radio. 1-347-215-9262 is the number. Call in and just check in with us and tell us what you think about mentoring in the serious situation we're in right now. We realize that we have to do something, and we've been working with Susan Taylor and to try to make a difference on that 2.4 million children that have incarcerated parents, that 6.6% of African American that are born under the age of 18 with children that are giving birth. That's a lot of kids. If you think about that, 6.6% of all African-American births are to girls under the age of 18. Think about that, Gil. That's a lot of girls.
And we see that on the buses every day.
Oh, man, you know, we see these young girls. Remember, I'll tell you a story about that said something to mentoring to me. There was a young lady. We were at the bus transit center in Brooklyn Park. The young lady dropped her baby, and the baby was crying. And I said, let's get the baby to the hospital. She said, I ain't got no bus fare. I said, I have enough for you. She was smoking some weed, a blunt. And she said, if all my friends can't go, I can't go. I said, baby, it ain't about your friends. It's about the baby. She left with her friends in the bus with the baby, blood trickling from the baby's head, and threw the baby in the basket and kept going to stay close to the blunt and her friends before the kids.
That's
unfortunately, VJ, you know, as that's one of the things that I really don't like about being on that peace bus is that we run across that every day. And the sadness of it is and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that as much, you know, sympathy that you have for the children and stuff, you know what I'm saying, it seems like it raised the hostility of the parents, you know, because when they see that you care and then they understand that they should care, it seems like that confrontational spirit comes up out of them, and then they get to the point where they don't want to do nothing for the child, you know. And, you know, that's one of the things that as a mad dad and stuff, you know what I'm saying, I think that we're doing very, 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 very well in confronting those type of issues. Like Miss Valerie said about going to the middle schools and the younger children and stuff like that, you know, as the president, we do that, you know, that we make
absolutely
the middle school important. We go and we talk to the kindergartens and the first grade and the pre-start. We do that, you know, because we understand the significance and the importance of reaching those children at that most impressionable time in their lives, you know.
Well, you know, I got a call to commitment. And on the behalf of our imperiled youth who are reaching desperately for a lifeline, we want to say thank you and bless you for answering the cry for help, because, community, we're crying out. And we're working together, and we will harness the power and the passion of our community and transform the lives of our children. We all understand the miracle of mentoring, that it costs nothing and it takes a little time and it saves lives. All we must do is connect with local faith businesses, civic organizations, media institutions to recruit caring adults who are willing to give at-risk youngsters a minimum of an hour a week. All we need is an hour a week. And our youngsters aren't the only ones who will benefit. Committing to a higher purpose nurtures our own lives as well. And all that our Creator is asking for us is that we love and care for one another. And starting with the least, most vulnerable among us, our beloved children. We are the solution to the state of emergency for our young that they're experiencing, and we need all hands on deck, y'all. Together, we are mounting the largest mentor recruitment movement in history of the nation, advancing the commitment to service that has been the credo of our forefathers over the centuries. With this commitment, we will write a new and glorious history for our people. We can do it. We can make it happen. We are the future. We are the next generation. We will leave this legacy. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads, and, you know, it's so exciting to be here. We got 4 minutes left at numbers 1-347-215-9262. And we're going to hear our last words of thoughts from any of our callers that would like to kick in on our last 4 minutes. Any of our callers?
Hello, how y'all doing? Hello?
Yeah.
How you doing today?
Okay, who is this?
This is Leroy Miles.
Leroy Miles, how you doing, Leroy? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
I'm pretty good, DJ. How you doing?
Good. Have you been listening in?
I've been listening in, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Give me your last thoughts and comments, and I'll go to Gil, and then I'll go to Alex.
Okay. I was listening in, and I was thinking about the mentoring thing. And for one thing, it actually starts from home. I mean, today, I was just with my son today. And I told him I want him to read for 20 minutes. It got so exciting, I told him I was going to read with him. We was reading out of Job. We read for 45 minutes. I sat and I talked to him. It was like so encouraging, because it's like I built a wonderful relationship with him, and he was enjoying it. And I was telling him, you got to be obedient. You got to listen. He wanted to run and just play and be out. I asked him, would you help me mow the lawn? He didn't want to do it, but when he did it, he enjoyed it. You got to reach your kids from home. It starts at home first. A lot of these kids is not, you know, getting the love that they need from home, and that's why they lost out in the world. That's where it comes with the Mad Dads come in, and we do outreach on the streets to try to reach them, to build a relationship with them, to show them the love and show them that they don't have to live a wrong type of life.
Hey, you absolutely, boy, that was great. Hey, thank you for the last question and comment, and I appreciate that. That is definitely what you call mentoring. That is it, brother. I give you kudos. I salute you right now, and I say to your brother Leroy, if you continue on that path, you will see a young man that will be much more like you than like something else. And so by him being like his daddy, he can be nothing greater, because his daddy is a great man. Thank you, Leroy. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller, and I think that was going to be Alex and Gil, and you were going to close us out.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, you know, Leroy is absolutely right. It starts from home, you know, and then out of home it should spread to, you know, a trusting older brother or a trusting older sister, somebody that you can really look up to, you know. And it doesn't even have to be somebody you're related to, just somebody who you know that you just happy to be around, or you know that you're going to do the right thing around, you know what I mean? So if you guys have any, if any listeners have any children ages 8 to 18 and they need something to do, something to uplift them on an everyday basis so they can have a good, you know, good future, you know, you can join us on the 30th at the YMCA on Broadway, close to Shiloh and PYC, 2 o'clock, and join the GRID program.
Hey, thanks a lot. We got 90 seconds left. I want to thank our producers, Sharika Williams and, of course, Alex Carlson, for helping us to produce Mad Dads Blog Talk Radio. Next time you're in, tune in and check us out. I'll let Gil take us out for today. Gil?
Yeah, BJ, I'd just like to let everybody know that, you know, we're going to be on the streets and we're doing some outreaching tomorrow. And we have these a special program for fathers who want to get back with their children, and it's called group therapy and stuff, you know what I'm saying? They got a young lady that's just hooked up with Mad Dads and stuff, and she wants to divide us, you know what I'm saying, with the reconnecting cords to our children, you know what I'm saying, through counseling. So, you know, like the things that you might not be able to express to your children, she will help you bring those things about yourself. And we just have you have a blessed day, and God bless all you, and we love y'all, and y'all can't do nothing about it.
Thank you very much, Gil. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio with the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads. Here's what you can do. Commit to mentoring a child. We want you to get involved, form a group, for mentoring with your family, friends, and colleagues to support a larger number, going to the detention homes and jails. And you know what? You can take a stand against our vulnerable children. You can make a difference. God bless.